there, I'm Subha, a career growth coach, and this is season 5 of Small Talk with Raincraft with...
I'm Hasita. I'm a marketing consultant at Motley Crue, and I'm so excited. Are we at season 5 already?
Can you believe it? Please do look us up and catch earlier episodes too. But let's get on with this one. There was an interesting thread that generally I hear, maybe because I kind of end up following a lot of different talk show hosts, comics in their own individual shows. And they all will talk about being inspired by a David Letterman or a Jay Leno or maybe even a Seinfeld. And Seinfeld will talk about Johnny Carson. And so there are people in your lives who inspire.
Yeah. Yeah. Right?
Definitely. And make you want to do something, do it well, do it as good as them, one day better than them and all of that. But who really helps you get there? It's not these guys, right? They're not accessible to you.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's interesting that you kind of bring up the concept of an ecosystem that facilitates growth. And finally, that ecosystem is still people, right? Who are those people and how do we know that we are surrounded by them?
When I joined my first job after B-School, I was assigned somebody to be my buddy, which was just a friendly name for a mentor, right? And I thought that was a very nice gesture. And, you know, it's somebody who I'm on and off in touch with even now, because it was someone who helped me navigate the early days.
Yeah.
Helped me just figure out, you know, the lay of the land, what's okay, what's not okay. And I think that's something that is very, it's not talked about as much, but a very, very powerful relationship of finding a mentor.
Yeah, I can kind of, you know, resonate and relate to that a lot. Having largely had an independent career away from any, you know, brand names or employment in its traditional sense. Definitely at every stage, I think what led me further on was the presence of a person who said there is a further on to go to. We all have to start somewhere, but who's going to show us the bigger picture and say this is what it could be?
Yeah. I read a nice quote by Zig Ziglar, which said a lot of people have gone further than they thought they could because someone else thought they could.
Oh, so true. So true. Yeah. But I'm just thinking, I mean, larger organizations obviously have buddy systems and mentoring, probably in a slightly more structured manner. Or maybe when you're much older or you make a significant enough professional transition, you realize, okay, I need some support on that front. But what about someone who's probably not falling on any of these ends of the spectrum? But generally, you know, is, I think somewhere we all have that visceral knowledge that we are ready for the next thing. It's just sometimes it takes, like you said, another person to show us what that is and show us the ropes.
Yeah.
How do we find them?
I think one thing to remember is that typically when we talk about, you know, finding a mentor and somebody to show you the way, it's important that they are in a field of work that is relevant to you. So a mentor is somebody who is, you know, who has been there, done that, and who has some amount of answers for you, some stories to tell you which are relevant to the work and the industry that you are in, who have past experiences that you could learn from and say, hey, maybe I should do it this way or maybe I should not do it this way.
Right.
So, you know, if I look at, I don't know why I thought of a Venn diagram, but if there's a big, you know, circle of networking, I think somewhere inside that is this circle of a mentor. Because among all the people that you meet and bump into and promise you'll keep in touch and let's connect again and all of that.
Collect visiting cards.
Yeah. There are a few who will strike a chord and you'll say, hey, there's something more here. You know, whatever I say or whatever challenges I face, or either they've seemed to have gone through it or they have some clarity on what I could do about it. And I like the way they share their stories. And so typically mentorship is a very informal relationship, a connection. But the foundation is that they've been there, done that in what you intend to do.
Right. I think that makes it a lot easier, right? Because instead of saying I am looking for a mentor to solve an abstract something, I think what we're saying is start with the skill set
gap. Yeah. So it's very tough if you say I'm looking for some mentor who will also inspire me and who will generally help boost my career. That kind of general want is difficult to fulfill. But early in career, if everyone could say, hey, let me find or let me connect and stay connected with folks who can guide me, who can even give me specifics. And who maybe even can connect me to others.
Who will
be useful in the work that I'm doing. And so early career, it's good to start always, or in your early career, it's good to keep a lookout for somebody with whom you feel that there is a bit of a stronger connection than others. You feel safe, you feel comfortable asking them things, you like the kind of responses that you're getting. Nurture that and maybe
see
even, maybe even say, hey, can I consider you a mentor who I can just, you know, maybe an hour a month we speak, we meet, we touch base, whatever. Like it can be as formal as you want, as informal as you want.
Yeah. So continuing on the same train of thought, I was just thinking, is there value in planning your career out for the next, frankly, is it even possible to plan your career out for the next 10 years? And then kind of work backward from there and say, in 3 years, if this is where I want to be, then this is the person I should reach out to. Or do you recommend that it stay a little more organic? What's a better approach?
That's interesting, because sometimes I feel if we had that much clarity to think 10 ahead and work backwards, we may not really need, you know. I found that mentors play a role most when you are in a state of confusion, or you are looking for, you know, alternatives. Like you can see only one path. You're saying, hey, what else could I do here? Right? I've had such wonderful mentors in my career. Sometimes, even interestingly, they have been in my own line of business. And I say that because typically a mentor in organizations, you know, you want them to not be in your day-to-day.
Yeah.
But sometimes it's been a super boss or a super boss's boss or somebody who you've just forged a connection with, and you're able to say, you know, can we just step aside and can I ask you this, or can we chat about this? There have been times when I've come back from maternity breaks and I've reached out to a senior woman leader and, you know, forged that connection and said, hey, should I take up this kind of role or that kind of role? What would it entail? How do I ask for certain kind of flexibility? How do I navigate, you know, the next promotion cycle, or something where it was a safe space? I could ask the questions they shared. It's not like they had answers per se, but just listening to their experience, what they've seen for themselves and other women leaders that they've worked with, gives you so many alternatives to think about.
Right, right. No, makes sense. I think life stage and relevance and having been through something is the only good teacher in life in any case. Which also kind of brings me to, is mentoring supposed to be an easy, no one stepping on each other's toes kind of relationship, or is conflict a good thing?
That's interesting. I mean, I personally don't recall conflict.
Me either. Yeah. In fact, the one time there was conflict, I ran. So.
Because I think you walk into that conversation ideally with a very open mind. So you're even okay. Like, because in that conversation, she told me, I don't think you're ready for that sales role now. And I needed to hear that.
I agree.
And I needed to hear, and I didn't take it as judgment. I didn't take it as, oh my God, a senior leader thinks I can't do this now. How is that going to impact my career? What's the organization? Nothing. It was very valuable, sound advice at that point in time. I needed to hear it. And so I think maybe not conflict, but be ready to hear
something that I think maybe honestly you needed to hear, and accept it for what it is. That's interesting. And typically, assuming that, you know, you have found good mentors along the way. Obviously, the whole idea behind mentoring is that it's like a stepladder and you're climbing. I mean, it's a very basic metaphor. But if you look at it that way, there will be a phase where you might outgrow certain mentors.
Yeah. Very much. No, true. You might lose touch. You may move to different industries.
Losing touch is the least of the problems.
Yeah, I know. True. Okay, now I think I got what you're saying. So you may literally outgrow them. Like their stories are over as far as you're concerned.
The pot is too small for the plant now.
Like, No, I think that's another thing about mentorship, that this is not, I mean, it's not a marriage, definitely. And so it's not lifelong. Mm-hmm. It's not that there is only going to be one mentor in your life who has to answer for every question that you have.
Right.
So be ready to lose someone along the way, pick up somebody else, because, you know, this one person cannot, you know, solve everything that's going to happen to you over the course
of your life.
Yeah, right? Yeah, so, you know, don't try. And also when we're always evaluating, right? So when you're evaluating, don't try and see, hey, is this the perfect person? They will never be. Yeah. But they may be just the right person for that phase of your career, for the set of, you know, issues that you're having at that point in time. They may be a great person to have a conversation with.
Yeah. Right? And would you say that even one or two conversations still count?
A little longer, I think. It's mm-hmm. a more of a relationship. Mm-hmm. Somebody you realize you keep going back to for that kind of, mm-hmm. You know, those kind of answers or those kind of queries. But yeah, it could be somebody who helps you navigate a certain phase. A certain transition, like when I moved out from banking into coaching, leadership, development, etc. There were a couple of people who genuinely took me under their wings and said, hey, we've been doing this and we continue to do this. And, you know, let me learn from them. Let me ask the stupid questions that, like you said, when you're on your own, I had no one else to ask.
Yeah.
There was no organization. Yeah. Like,
it's also quite interesting that people who've sorted it out are actually quite open to, you know, sharing that knowledge. Like, it's not a secretive cult-like situation that, no, only I figured it out. Right? Yeah.
They tell you more about the things they did wrong.
Mm. Yeah. And that takes a lot of self-actualization, I think. Yeah. Which kind of also brings me to, I mean, at some point, we do transition into the role of a mentor for somebody. Somebody somewhere must be thinking of someone who's come before them in that context. And it's a privilege, honestly. What makes for a good mentor? Like, how do you know that, A, you're ready to be someone's mentor? Mm. Or rather, even if you're looking, you know, at certain attributes, what are certain common things that you would look for?
I think, firstly, you know, you should be able to establish trust, right? That, hey, I'm here. This is me, the real me. I'm being authentic. I'm bringing my life experiences to you. And I trust that, you know, you and I will use these conversations for the purposes intended. I mean, we're not having this so that you secretly write a book. About me.
And mention me by name, designation, geography. Yeah.
So, you know, how do you build trust? And that, I think, you know, there are ways to show that you mean business in this engagement and in this conversation, etc. Be honest, be constructive. And the single most important thing that you can give them is your time and energy.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and when you give them that, like, listen with a lot of intent,
mm-hmm.
not that, you know, you're also typing a text message to somebody or you're in the middle of something else, but genuinely
giving that
saying,
space.
Hey, yeah, you and I are going to sit down, have coffee, come, let's chat, et cetera, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so everything in your, the words that you use are positive, constructive, your body language is positive. You don't say, hey, remember last time I told you to meet two people and then come, you still, like, not overly,
that's not the role
you're not their supervisor.
Makes sense. And also not their coach, maybe, to some extent. Like, that relationship is kind of different.
That the accountability that you, you know, hold them to is a little less stringent.
Yeah.
Right?
Because I think you're also trying to identify why something is not happening versus saying, this didn't happen. Yeah. It makes sense. And as you, I think, get more senior in whatever role you're pursuing, do you still see value in mentorship? And if so, what kind of... I'm just thinking, like, at some point you are the ceiling in your industry, right? In terms of just knowledge, professional know-how, unless you're separating and going onto a different path, you have become, in some ways, the go-to person, right? I'm just thinking some of maybe the LinkedIn influencers we follow. Like, who are they learning from? And should they even, like, if they know everything, then what are they kind of, you know?
I think there's a lot there that is untapped today. Because like you said, we tend to create these artificial ceilings.
Right.
That, I've spent, 25 years in marketing and hence, and right now there's maybe nobody senior in marketing that you you have as a mentor, etc. I think that's when you start looking in the other direction. And you say, hey, who are the youngsters I can learn from? Right? Like, it's a reverse mentoring. Like, somebody who's in their 20s can be your mentor too, if you are in mid-career, because they may have a lot to offer in terms of emerging trends or technology. Right? Yeah. Like, what stops me today from saying, hey, there's a lot happening in AI. Let me find somebody who's young, bright.
Yeah, and is naturally maybe attuned to that world.
Excited about this space.
Yeah.
And have some conversations and ask, how can I use it in my business, or why should I, or what should I worry about in terms of, I mean, there are going to be, or there are AI coaches, so what should I?
Yeah, and it's interesting. Maybe I will go and ask somebody, I didn't think of that in terms of just things you don't know.
No, I think there's always... So if you look at it as a learning relationship, a safe space to talk about things largely in a professional sphere, right? They're not your coach or therapist. Yeah. So they're not there to solve those kind of problems. But if you can, build that relationship and that connection, where every time I have something to just, even sometimes a sounding board, somebody to say, hey, I've got these two or three ideas. Should I try this kind of project? Should I put my hand up for this opportunity? You've done that before. What went right? What went wrong? Right? And then be open to their stories. Right? Another thing is that not all mentor stories will be resonate, the right one.
Fair enough.
But it's okay.
Makes sense. That's very interesting. And you've spoken obviously about relationships and about it being a two-way street. And obviously a mentor is not someone who, did a five-year degree on mentoring, right? Like, that's not the idea.
Correct.
If you had to structure it as a mentor yourself, what would you kind of aim for?
I think there's not too much that the mentor would be structuring. But what I would insist on, and hope that they come with, is at least a basic set of goals or areas that they want to work on, and some kind of awareness, right, or willing to explore what's the strength that they're bringing to these goals and what's probably areas where you can help them. Right,
that's fair.
So if you come to me and say, hey, I know how to do the sale, but I seem to be not so confident about something else, or not so confident in how I communicate, or so there's some awareness, and then you're able to use your experience to guide them.
For that.
So one of the kind of guiding principles of mentorship that is
don't
useful.
Solve for it, is it? Oh no.
Don't look to solve the person.
Right.
But strive to see the potential in them.
Right.
Right. Because finally in mentorship, you're not accountable for the results. You're not their supervisor. You're not granting a promotion. You're not appraising them. Neither are they coming to you with those notions. Yeah. So just be that, you were asking me what are the other things, facets of being a mentor, be that really strong cheerleader. Saying, hey, give it a shot. yes, it can go wrong. This is how it went wrong for me.
Yeah, knowing that, please give it.
Yeah, give it a shot. I think you'll do better at it. You are excited about it, or you have the capability for it, and kind of be that person who's nudging them along. You know, so that listen, hear what they're trying to say, show the empathy. All of that is just good relationship building and good kind of being that experienced person in the room.
Hmm.
But what we all tend to be a little less of is that strong cheerleader. Just encourage.
Going to go find me some cheerleaders then.
All the best. And if you're looking to set up some kind of mentorship program in your organization, do reach out and let's set it up.
www.raincraft.in.
And don't forget to follow Small Talk with Raincraft. Please do remember to share, subscribe, follow, and do leave us a nice rating or review. It really helps us move up the charts and reach more and more small talkers. Bye.